We continue our learning. Some have the girsa kayotze bo, as if this is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah now says like this: Rotzeach shegala le'ir miklato. We have a case. The Rotzeach now has been sent into or ran to the ir miklat. Rotzu anshei ho'ir l'chabdo, and the people of that ir miklat wanted to give, wanted to honor him. He's a very chash of a person. May have killed Bishogi, but still a chash of a person. Yomar lahem rotzeachani. He has to inform them and publicize that he is a rotzeach. He should be submissive. He should humble himself. The fact that someone was killed based on because of his actions, it's something he needs to inform them about. Amrulo afapichen. If the ancient people of the city say, okay, we still want to give you an honor. We understand you're rotzeach b'shogeg. We still want to honor you. Yikabalehem, he has the right to accept the honor. He doesn't have to tell him again, I'm a rotzeach. You shouldn't honor me. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, v'zeh divar harotzeach. These are the words of the rotzeach. He says the dibur once, and then that's sufficient. Malim hayu sachar la'levim divi Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda that the people who come into Galus, they would rent apartments, rent a residence from the Levim who lived in the Ir Miklat. They would pay them the Schar Dira. Some say they would pay, pay certain taxes. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Now, what does it mean that we give schar to the Levim? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says they were malas schar, they gave schar to the Levim. That only was true, we mentioned this before, in the 42 cities of Arei HaLevim. But those which could also serve as Arei Miklat, but there you'd have to pay rent. But the Sheish Arei Miklat that were designated specifically as Arei Miklat, you don't pay schar. Pasuk says, V'hayu lachem he'orim l'miklat. What do you mean, V'hayu lachem? Lachem l'chot tzarchechem. For all of your needs, you don't have to pay. And that which it says, V'alehem titinu arboim u'shtayim year, there are going to be 42 extra cities, that was with respect to Klita, that they will absorb, they'll serve as cities of refuge, like the other six cities, but in terms of schar, you have to pay. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer lo hayu malim hamschar. He says even to those 42 Arei Levim, in addition to the six, you didn't have to pay schar to Levim because Rabbi Meir learns va'alehim titenu. What alehim titenu? Just like the six Arei Miklat were given l'chol tzorchechem lachem, so too these are also l'chol tzorchechem. But we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that if he runs to one of the 42 cities, not the six cities, he has to pay rent. The Chozer Lisrara Shahayabo, another comment the Mishnah makes, which is that the person will now, if the Golan now returns to his city after the passing of the Kohen Gadol, he can return to the position of authority he had before he came to Golas. He was a Nasi, he was a Rosh Beis Din, says Divrei Rabbi Meir, he can return. Why is that? So the Gemara says, regarding Golas, it says the Gemara on Yud Gimel Man Aleph, Yashuv Harotzeach El Eretz Achuzaso. And when it comes to an Eved Ivri, it says, Velachuzas Avosav Yashuv. So what do we learn? A Gezerah Shava. Shiva, Shiva. We learn, we compare the Shiva, the returning of the Rotzeach, to the returning of the Eved Ivri. Just like an Eved Ivri, he returns back to his position, whatever he was, even a position of Chashivos, of Srara, so too Rotzeach, who went into Galus and now returns, he can go back to where he was, to a position that he had. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lo Hayachozer L'Srara Shahayabo. He would not go back to a position of authority even when he returned, because the pasuk says Yoshuv Harotzeach El Eretz Achuzo. So, and we learn like this: where does he return? He returns to Eretz Achuzo. So, Le Eretz Achuzo. So, who shav? The Gemara says, but the Eino shav L'Mashech Ziku Avosav doesn't go back to that Chazaka that may have been some type of position of Chashivas that he does not return to. We begin the third parak, the third and final parak of Makos. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph begins with the words Ve'elu Hein Halokin. So it's important to be aware that yes, obviously, anytime the Torah says you should not do something, Lo Ta'aseh or Nazhara, don't do the following. There's no misa related to it at all. So then you're going to get Makos, you get 39 lashes. But there are cases where there may be a misa involved, like kares or misas or misa b'dei shamayim, where if the person is warned before he does so, does that avera, he's going to get makos, and that will serve as kapara and will not get kares. So, for example, person eats chametz, about to eat chametz on Pesach, and someone warns him, listen, if you eat that chametz, you're going to be chayiv makos. Although we know if you eat chametz, you chayiv kares, but nonetheless, people who we still hold that people who are chayiv kares, there's a potential makos there as well. It is a lotase, And a person, and we can, through the 39 Malkos, we can actually circumvent the kares, and the Malkos will give the person kapara. So that's one category of where people are chayiv kares. I violate the lo sase where you chayiv kares, either chamil pesach, eating chalev, taras hamashpacha laws, Shabbos, etc. So here, while Shabbos also has, and Avodah Zarah have skila as well, mises beisdin, but let's say eating on Yom Kippur. So in such a case, a person is warned, he can get malchus as well. Don't do this because you're going to get malchus, even though there's kares there, you can get malchus. There's also misa b'dei shamayim. Let's say someone eats tevel. That's where you have, let's say, wine or oil or grain, whatever, before the truma was separated from it. You chayv misa b'dei shamayim. In fact, eating truma, you also chayv misa b'dei shamayim. And then, of course, we have the regular lavim, eating, you know, basa b'chalav and the like, where a person also would be chayv malchus. So all together, if you put all these together, you have chayve krisos, which potentially could get malchus, are 21. Chayve misa b'dei shamayim, which potentially could get malchus as well, that's 18. The chayve malchus, which don't include kares, or misa b'dei shamayim, are 168. So all together, potential 207 people can be getting malchus. That's 207 types of averos. Now, this Mishnah is not going to list all of those Isurei Kares, where you chayv Malkos, but nonetheless, there is a Chiddush in the ones that are listed here. Elohein Alokin. These are the people who, although there's an Isur Kares involved, can get Malkos if they're warned for Malkos. Haba Alachoso, when has relations with his sister, Alachos Aviv, his father's sister, Alachos Imo, his mother's sister, Alachos Ishto, his wife's sister, Alachos Achiv, his brother's wife, his sister-in-law. These we've learned already in the past. Valeshas Achi Aviv, and this is the wife of his father's brother, Valanida. These are all potentially Surei Kares. But you can get Malkos for it if the person is warned. If you do this Aveir, you'll live with this woman, you're going to be Chayv Malkos. Malkos will give the Kapara. Almana the Kohen Gadol, Grusha Vachalusa the Kohen Hedyot, Almana marrying Kohen Gadol, that's a lav. A Grusha is an Isser, the Oraisa Chalutza marrying a regular Kohen, a woman who had Chalitza, that's only Durabanan, so you get Malkos Durabanan, but for living a Kohen living with the Grusha, that's Malkos Doraisa. These are cases of Malkos, there is no Kares in these cases. Mamzeres and Rishili Yisrael, Mamzeres or Messina, those who have descended from the Givonim, called the Nesinim, we've spoken about them in the past, marrying a Jew, that's an Isser Doraisa of Malkos, a lav, Bas Yisrael and Nusim Mamzer, or where the woman is a Bas Yisrael and the man is a Nusim or a Mamzer. Almana Ugrusha Chayev and Aleha Mishum Shnei Shemos. Let's say you have a woman who is an Almana, she's a widow, and a Grusha as well. After she became an Almana, she married another man, and now she was divorced, and now she lives with the Kohen Gadol, so he chayv two shemos. What are two shemos? Two lavim. Because living with Kohen Gadol, he can't live with an Almana, and he can't live with a Grusha, and she's both. Grusha v'chalutza, eino chayv elo mishem echad bilvad. But if, let's say you have a Kohen living with the Grusha and a Chalutza, it's only one shame. Why is it only one shame? Because Chalutza is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Grusha is an Isser D'Oraisa. Therefore, you get Malkos 39 lashes for living with the Grusha, and you get Makas Mardus, which is Malkos D'Rabbanan, which may be 39, maybe more. So we treat Makas Mardus a little bit differently sometimes. Some call this more strict, but the bottom line is, you go if a Kohen lives with a woman who's both the Grusha and a Chalutza, he's going to get, they're going to get Malkos, one set of Malkos Doraisa, and one set of Malkos Durabana, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol lives with Ramana, who's a Grusha, Yechai for two Azharos, Malkos twice, because he violated two Isurim Doraisa.